This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Georgina.
Hello, Georgina. How are you today? Georgina?
Oh, sorry, Neil. I didn't hear you. I was listening to music on my headphones.
Ah, I see. Listening to music stored on your mobile phone or iPod when out on the move doesn't seem like a big deal now. But the concept of personal portable music didn't exist until 1979, when the Japanese electronics company Sony launched the Walkman.
Years before iPods and MP3 downloads, the Sony Walkman was the first widely available portable music player. It revolutionised the way fans listened to their favourite bands.
In this programme, we'll be taking a nostalgic look back at the 1980s and the birth of the Sony Walkman.
And of course, we'll be learning some new vocabulary as well.
Now, it may not seem so revolutionary to young people nowadays, but back in the late 1970s, portable music players were unheard of.
The idea behind the Walkman was simple. A high-quality stereo cassette player, small enough to hold in your hand, allowing you to walk down the street listening to your own soundtrack.
They became so popular that by the time production of the Walkman ended in 2010, Sony had sold over 220 million machines worldwide. So my quiz question is this. When the original Walkman model first went on sale in 1979, how much did it cost? Was it A, $50, B, $100, or C, $150?
Things were a lot cheaper in 1979, Neil. So I'll say B, $100.
OK, Georgina, we'll find out later if that's right. Now, the inspiration behind the Walkman came from Sony chairman Akio Morita. He saw Japanese teenagers listening to heavy transistor radios carried on their shoulders and had a vision of a smaller stereo which could be held in the hand.
However, few of Mr. Morita's colleagues had faith in his idea for a portable music player. Here's Andrea Coppen of Sony UK speaking to the BBC in 1989, taken from the BBC World Service programme Witness History.
People were very sceptical. They couldn't believe that people would want to walk around with headphones on and sort of carry this cassette with them. And he actually laid his job on the line and said, if it doesn't take off, I will resign. And they didn't have much money at the time, so their advertising was very tight. And they decided to give it to students to try. And so people saw them on the trains, in campuses, in towns, and the newspapers picked up on it immediately.
The Walkman was designed to be used with headphones, a pair of padded speakers worn over the ears so you can listen to music without other people hearing.
Akio Morita was confident his stereo plus headphones idea would take off, suddenly start to be successful and popular.
In fact, he was so confident of success that he laid his job on the line, an idiom meaning to risk losing something important, such as your job or reputation.
Luckily, he didn't lose his job because many people started buying the new Walkmans, something the newspapers picked up on, noticed or gave particular attention to.
Morita's idea was a massive success. Released at the start of the summer holidays for Japanese students, within 3 months, the entire first run of 30,000 Walkmans had sold out.
Meanwhile, music lovers outside of Japan were desperately trying to get hold of the new machines. Among the first to buy one was music journalist Tim Jarman.
Here he is speaking to Farhana Haider for BBC World Service's Witness History.
It was made available in the US in June 1980. The Walkman was especially popular with the 16 to 24 age group.
They thought it could be a niche product that might not sell, but really caught the public's imagination in every market that it was offered in.
When the Walkman was sold to the rest of the world and became popular with youngsters, people thought it was a niche product, something marketed for sale to a small, specific group.
But instead, people of all ages began wearing Walkmans to listen to their favourite music on the move, and the new invention caught the public imagination, an idiom meaning made the public interested in or excited about something.
Many put the Walkman's success down to its perfect combination of sound quality, small size, and affordable price.
But exactly how affordable, Georgina? Remember my quiz question?
Yes, Neil. You asked how much the original Walkman cost when it came out in 1979.
What did you say?
I thought it cost $100.
Well, Georgina, things were cheaper in 1979, but not that cheap. The actual price was $150.
That's around $530 today.
In this programme, we've been looking back at the iconic Sony Walkman, the first portable stereo made up of a cassette player plus headphones, pairs of padded speakers worn over the ears.
Sony chairman Akio Morita was so confident his invention would take off, become popular and successful, that he laid his job on the line. That means risked something important like his job.
His colleagues at Sony worried the Walkman was a niche product targeted for sale to a niche or small and specific market.
But luckily for him, the Japanese newspapers picked up on his idea, noticed it and gave it particular attention. As a result, the Sony Walkman caught the public imagination, made the public excited and interested in it.
That's all for this programme. Until we meet again at 6 Minute English, happy listening.
Happy listening.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.